Welcome to Stouts with My Spouse. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is Stouts with My Spouse. Let's get into it.
Hello. It's a Thursday night. Feeling all right.
Carrie's gotten a head start.
So, no, I haven't. I'm just tired and I don't feel well, actually. So, what is on the menu this evening, Patrick?
Yeah, so we're going to be testing out a new brewery. That's McKellar Brewing Company out of San Diego,
California. Actually, it just says McKellar Brewing.
All right,
where McKellar. Does it say company?
All right, so the McKellar Brewing, I'm assuming that it's a company if it's a brewery.
But it might not be within their name title, because I don't see that anywhere. I mean, I could be proven wrong.
Okay. You can find them at McKellarsD.com. The beer that we are going to be drinking, and we had to look up the name, or look up the pronunciation of the name.
But we still really got it.
And I don't quite understand the spelling of it, but it's Trebleud, I think.
No, I think
it's Trebleud.
Yeah, that's probably more like it.
But it looks like it's kind of like tricking you to read tree blood.
Because the graphic, too, also is like a tree and then like a vampire laying on the ground sucking the tree's blood. So
through a tap. So it's an imperial stout brewed with maple and coffee. So that's where the tea gets or the tea. That's where the tree gets brought in. And I'm excited to go ahead and try this one. I have no I don't know what it's going to taste like, I guess.
Well, I think, like, maple and coffee.
I have a piece of popcorn stuck in the can, but oh well.
I think maple and coffee are, like, honestly a part of the stout repertoire. What does it smell like? I'll give it a sniff. Let me give it a whiff. It smells like I would like a candle to smell like this.
Smells like a coffee.
Yeah, and you know, I like about these, I like when we are sold cans, it's like one pint is in this can. I don't know, I like it when breweries do that, because
there's more to drink.
Yeah, well, and then if it's a craft beer, so you're more than likely, I mean, buying this in a smaller quantity, so it kind of makes sense that we would have bang for your buck with it, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything in the world of sports offend you this week?
Anything offend me this week? LeBron James didn't score 30 points. That kind of hurt my feelings on the betting side.
But
things last game.
So, but other than losing, like, what, the $5 that you maximum bet on it?
Yeah, I didn't even bet that.
Yeah, so
it would have been a pretty good. I only put a little bit of money on it because I was like, oh, this is actually a decent payout if it happens, and I think it could happen. But he was, like, 5 points off from it. So, not a big deal. I don't know. This is just kind of a weird time of sports for me. Like, I used to get super big into the basketball playoffs. I try to watch all of them. I wasn't really a big Dirk Nowitzki fan, but it was almost like every time that the playoffs came around, I would start like, oh, I'm going to watch the Mavericks and watch Dirk Nowitzki because they were always in the playoffs, even though he was like the only superstar. But since then, I haven't really paid attention to basketball and baseball. I got super into baseball a couple years ago, but the Tigers just are terrible. So I kind of stopped paying attention to baseball for a while.
So you've pretty much outlined that you're a fair-weathered fan.
I'm 100% a fair-weather fan of the Tigers.
But not the Lions. Like,
not the Lions. Lions hardcore. And then I would say for basketball, I'm fans of players, not necessarily fans of certain teams. And
were you offended by J. Cole playing in the Rwanda basketball league?
No, I think that it was a great publicity, if you want to say publicity stunt. I definitely think that J. Cole, if he really wanted to put his time and effort into being a basketball player, is talented enough to actually make it in that league. I don't think that he was just out there, like, slumming it. I think that he's actually a pretty good basketball player. So, he just happens to be really good at some other things, too. And there's basketball players that happen to be pretty decent at rapping and producing music, too.
Name one.
Damian Lillard.
Is he for real good?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh. Well,
there's someone else honestly, that's pretty good, too.
To be... I don't want to take it all the way back, but honestly, Shaquille O'Neal can rap. So yeah, he might have been in some gimmicky, like the Shazam movie is very gimmicky, but he has a flow. But other than that, I don't know of any basketball players. Like Iman Shumpert, he is Teyana Taylor's husband, and he puts out stuff. I don't know if he's any good, though. I don't know if he's bad. Teyana Taylor is the most underrated artist of our generation. There's no one that can dance like her, sing like her. And she has, like, a really... She's beautiful, and she has, like, a very endearing personality. So I guess she was signed to Kanye West. I don't know if she is anymore. But I genuinely think she was mismanaged by Kanye West because she should be an absolute phenom. So if he's half as talented as his wife, then maybe, I don't know, but I've never heard of any bass. I don't know.
Haven't heard of Damian Lillard being a rapper. Yeah.
Well, Damian Lillard, I love watching him. I went through a phase in life where I actually watched YouTube highlight videos of Damian Lillard over and over and over.
Dame time.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I can appreciate people that don't necessarily get all, like, the mainstream hype.
I got money on
that. Well, not that he isn't appreciated. He's just obviously not on the same level.
He's on the hold up. He's on the Trailblazers. My child's
screaming at me. Yeah, the Trailblazers aren't really a team that, I don't know, a lot of people can get behind. They're very regional. Like I mean, is it not dissimilar to Giannis at Milwaukee Bucks?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Or yep. Do you think Giannis is more of a... Well, more, he probably gets more publicity around here because we live in the Midwest. But, like, also, some of it with Giannis was... I feel like there was a lot of talk when he first got in the league. Just, like, because he continued to grow.
Yeah, so...
So that was a big... That was, like, the first...
A big thing is that... So, in the east side,
mm-hmm.
where we're located, mm-hmm. Eastern time zone, obviously we're not going to be staying up on the regular to watch a 10 o'clock start game.
No, we ain't.
Yeah, so in those cases. So you're only staying awake for, like, the big names if you're watching that. That's pretty much just the Lakers.
And you might have planned the day off if it's a big enough game.
Yeah, a big enough game like that, or... people started to do, I mean, I remember staying up late for
Dog. I'm going to pivot for a second. My dude.
Bro, Safino.
Oh, my gosh.
What a Chad.
Okay, yo. So, listen. I just literally, like, if the Lions ever legit, like, start winning... I legit would probably take a lot of Mondays off of work. Like, plan them when they're playing the later games. I'm not kidding.
I mean, I'm almost, like, needing to take the Mondays off now because when they're bad, because I'm, like, miserable.
No. I'm not taking days off for a losing team. That's just not for me. I'm saying, if they ended up balling out ever in our lives, I'd probably plan every single Sunday that they play a late game, I would take the following day off of work. You know, vacation time that I already have. I gotta use it or I lose it, my dude. So
you're in such a weird mood.
I am, because my whole, like, first of all, I ate food that I know I have a semi-allergic reaction to. Number one. Number mm-hmm. two, anytime it goes from hot to cold in Michigan, it's all it's swampy. Just had a good cold front
come in with the storm.
It's swampy. And it was hot swampy.
Now it's cold
swampy. Now it's cold swampy. And so that is just like a rest on top of I haven't been on my proppers with, you know,
food.
And I purposely ate something today that I know I get an allergic reaction from, a semi one. So yeah, I can feel my throat swelling. That's my allergic reaction. And then I can feel all my allergies and my migraines coming through. But like clockwork, as soon as the weather neutralizes, my body will neutralize, because that's just what happens to me. So like I'm delirious. And I'm saying weird stuff. It's fine.
All right, bro. Well, let's move on. Oh, actually, the Lions did bring in, what's his name? Todd Gurley.
Which Why do makes I know me, that name?
Because he was super good with the Rams. I want to say it was... Am I thinking of the right person? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Todd Gurley. He was a running back for the Rams back when they were really good, and now he's had some injury issues. So is that
the new thing we get people from the Rams now?
Well, this is what I'm like. I was totally fine with us getting rid of Kerryon Johnson, but why are we bringing up a dude that's washed up? Like, I guess if we get him on a really, really, really good deal.
5 hours ago, Lions reportedly hosting former All-Pro. Yeah.
So I'm saying if they end up getting him,
really loud right now.
If they end up getting him, I question why they released Kerryon.
As he not brings down his voice at all. Yeah, the Lions, dude, like the Lions can like really slaughter a running back's career, like a promising rookie. They know how to take a promising rookie running back, draft him, and then completely ruin their lives.
Well, it seems like Swift is doing pretty decent, and you got to play with one of the best to ever do it. So, with Adrian Peterson last year.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping... listen to me. Amir Abdullah had a good rookie year. Mm-hmm. So cool it with the overenthusiasm about Swift. We'll see how he does this year. If the Lions franchise cannot do anything, it can ruin a promising running back's career.
Yeah.
Along with many other.
But, I do have one thing. So the Browns, they did pretty good, and they're looking like a promising future. So that's one part of the triangle breaking the football Bermuda Triangle, because there's the Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Detroit Lions. All three of those teams.
No, my dad is a Bengals fan, so he'd be insulted. They've actually like won Super Bowls. Those other teams haven't.
But I'm saying
they haven't been good lately. They haven't been. What have you done for me lately? But they have won real championships.
But not the Lions. Patrick,
not the Lions. I don't think the Browns have run a championship. I don't think they have.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, number one, I'm going to need Patrick. Patrick is clumsy, but I think it's his general awareness of your parameters within your body and just, like, your just, like, awareness of the world.
The world can move for me.
Patrick, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm literally talking with my eyes closed because my migraine is so bad from my allergies. and you, and I still wouldn't be as clumsy as you. You need to be a little bit more careful. I don't feel like paying for any more surgeries for you. Because, you know, honestly, I married you and you were a broken bag of bones. And I fixed you up. I got your teeth right. You know, I got your foot right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep paying for surgeries for you. So I'm going to need you slow down.
I'm not as athletic as you.
No. It has nothing to do with athleticism. It all has to do with mental stamina. You need to adjust your approach to the world around you and maybe slow down your body and avoid obstacles rather than flinging and flailing your body around and running into obstacles and hurting yourself with wild abandon.
And if I get back into better shape, can I just run through things?
Here's the thing. Right now, you're hurting the books. I don't know what that means, but my head hurts really bad, and you keep antagonizing me when you know that I'm correct. So I think the best choice for you is to say, yes, Carrie, I will move a little bit slower in life and try not to run into things and constantly hurt myself.
I will try to do that. So,
okay. So,
can I ask you, we talked about sports a little bit. What about anything happen in the world of
Okay, you're going to be quiet. I'll tell you one thing and then we're going to wrap up the podcast because my head hurts so bad right now. I will say that Mariah Carey and Busta Rhymes released a new-ish single. Well, they released their video within the last week. And you know what? They're classic. It's very reminiscent of their old hit. And I don't know, look it up. It's a sexy little jam, as only Mimi herself can do it. She's ageless. So this is the part of the podcast where we say, well, Patrick, I want to say sorry because I was a little bit harsh with you on the clumsy thing right now. I want to get that on recording.
Okay.
But I'm literally, like, have my hands over my face right now because my head hurts.
Do you want to say what you're thankful for me and then I can say about the beer?
Oh, is it Patrick approved? Is it Bubba approved?
Sure. It is.
That's a no, ladies and gentlemen, because Patrick is never going to say no to a beer.
So, yeah, I'm never going to say no to a beer, but it's not my favorite. It's strong enough that it's like, oh, hey, like, this is a good bang for your buck. I think that's the only real good thing about it.
So it's not approved, Patrick.
But, yeah, it's got some decent flavor. It's not like it's bland or anything like that, but maybe one day.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Yeah, maybe one day. Like, this just wasn't the beer for tonight, really, I think. So, I don't know.
That's the closest thing that Patrick can say to not approving a beer.
No, I'm legitimately saying that I think that I would really like this beer.
Another night.
So, I can't really say.
What if you had a cinnamon roll to eat with it?
It doesn't pair good with, like, a cheddar mac and cheese that I just had. It's very sweet.
It's like a dessert.
And very strong. So I'm definitely going to keep drinking it. Okay. But
it's typical. Okay, so the closest thing Patrick would do to disapprove. So this is the part of the podcast where we say what we're thankful for in one another because gratitude is very important to express out loud. Patrick, I'm really grateful for you because you kind of know when my migraines are going to come and, you know, I don't know, you just understand and are very helpful. And
Thanks. Also,
but for real, I'll probably edit that one out because that was a dumb one. But like we washed the dogs together tonight, and I think we worked really good as a team. And you know what? Washing two very stubborn dogs that play at the dog park all the time and get very dirty, it's not like an easy thing to do. So There can be stress. There were things spilled. It was fine, but we worked really well together, and I'm happy for that, so thank you.
Yeah.
Now your turn.
You're welcome. I need to remember to clean up the shampoo spill. I'm very grateful for you. I was going to kind of just say almost the same thing. I'm very grateful with how you do help with cleaning up the dogs, and I really hope that you start feeling better so that we can play. So I'm going to sign off.
I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Love you. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody. We post new episodes of our podcast, Stouts with My Spouse, every Saturday morning. Available on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Spotify. Follow Stouts with My Spouse on Instagram and like our Facebook page. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Until next week.